15. When the chief handed all this to him, he said, "This is our gift to you, from us all. We are glad that you have returned to us again." "Yes," said the swallow bird, "and I know you would like to hear what I have seen and done. It is too high up there. What these two brothers and I have seen is too great and wonderful, and to anybody without wings it is dangerous because the wind is strong up there. Going into the opening I got scared of the wind and was afraid to go any higher for fear I may not be able to come back. If I did I might not be alive to tell you this. What all I did see I could not begin to tell you all about it." Now the Hopis were wondering who would be the next one to fly into the skies for them, so rather hopelessly they filled their pipes again to smoke and to pray some more, and of course they were very silent. Finally the canary bird spoke up and said, "My dear fellow men, we will make our last try, so we will call Brother Shrike, Sikatsi, and see what he can do for us. He is pretty wise too, so cheerfully come to the altar and we will sing again." They all moved up around the altar and took up a little more courage, hoping down in their hearts for success. Before many calling songs were ended, someone came flying very close to the ground and sat down on top of a nearby bush and from there into the midst of them. "Welcome," said the Hopis. "Yes, yes, here I am," he said. "Why do you want me in such a hurry?" "Yes," said the mocking bird. "Here we are in trouble. Brother Canary and I have been working here with these Hopis trying and hoping to find a place and a way to save them from this sinful land. These three brothers here have done their best up in the skies and they all seem to be very certain about an opening somewhere up there. This is why we wanted and called you, hoping that you can find another world and save us." "With all my heart," said the Shrike, "I am here to help you. I know and feel that it must be a hard undertaking because these three brothers were not able to make it. But to be sure, you must all tell me if you are all earnest in the hope to be saved. Somebody's heart must be bad here and he is the one that is holding you back and keeping you working so hard. Every heart must be true and honest. Let us all be one if we really want to be saved." The chief of course was most troubled to think of all that time he had spent and had not yet accomplished anything, for he, himself, had good faith in his men and trusted them. Anyway, he asked the people then if there is any one of them with a false heart and who is intending to forsake them, and they declared themselves to their chief and father to be all true men. 16. "No fault having been found in you, it gives me courage to go on and take the trip," said the Shrike, "so pray for the best while I am away." He went off on a slow flight and as he went higher, he kept going faster. Soon he was no more to be seen. The men then took their pipes, filled them up and smoked with all their hearts, while the canary and the mockingbird were singing their prayer songs. The eagle and hawk were keeping their sharp eyes looking up into the skies. Praying for many days with their pipes, every tongue was burning with the taste of the tobacco, but their courage was still strong for they were hoping for good news with all their anxious hearts. The day seemed very long. It was very late when the Shrike was seen high up in the sky and he was very slowly coming down. The eagle and the hawk saw that he was still strong so they did not go up to meet him for his little wings were still holding him up. As he was coming down nearer everybody was asked to hold their heads down with high hopes that he may land safely. As he landed they felt that their prayers were answered and they were filled with much joy. The Shrike was asked to be seated in the center of them and be resting while the men joined in prayer by smoking their pipes. When this was done the chief said to the bird, "I am more than glad and happy to see you come back to us again, and it is not only I, but everybody here who is anxious to hear the news of what you have for us, so let us hear you. It is the same story, said the shrike, from here on up to where these others had gotten to. When I passed that, I could see the opening, and from there on the passage looked rather narrow. As I went on higher into the narrow passage, in there I found many a projecting rock on which I could light and rest myself. Then, at last, up through the opening which is just like a kiva you have down here. The light and sunshine is much better than here, but there is no sign of human life. Only the animals and birds of all kinds. Now the question is, how are we going to get you up there? Because even the strongest birds carrying you one by one could not get you all up through there. So it is, said the chief, that is another hard proposition, but let no heart be discouraged. Let us all be strong and we will succeed and leave our troubles behind here in this sinful world, for I am more than glad and happy to know that there is another and better world up above. So if there is anyone present to give us advice of what is to be done next, I would like to hear him. It is I, who am called Kokoilaftio, the poker boy, said a boy who was sitting way in the back. They did not even know that he was with them all this time, for he was ranked and considered as of the low-class people. Come forward to my side, said the chief. 17. And he was seated on the left side of him. Being only a poor boy, it was rather doubtful to the others that he would know of any advice to give, but he was treated like the others, and so they smoked their pipes together. When this was done, the chief asked him of what he had in mind. It is not much of anything, said the boy. But I am with you and with all my heart. I wish to help you. You know and everybody knows that I am not recognized nor respected half as much as the others. You have spoken the truth, but you must forget that now, said the chief. You who are with me here, I refuse no one. I thank you, said the boy with eyes full of tears. I know a little creature, Kuna Chipmunk, who lives on the nuts of the pines. I think he knows how to plant and grow those pines, and he may have some seeds. If he would come and plant and grow us one of those tall trees, it might reach the sky so that we may climb up on it. He lives in the rocks and pines. Very well, said the chief, let us call him. At this he turned to the mocking bird and asked him to sing his calling song for the chipmunk. At the altar the mocking bird picked up his rattle and started to sing. It was not very long before the chipmunk appeared over the rocks with his usual chip-chip voice, and when he did come up he ran in front of the altar. Why do you call me, and why do you want me? He asked. It is because we are in trouble. We need your help. I am ready, he said. As you are noted for your tree planting and know how to make them grow so fast, we would like you to plant one for us that will reach up to the sky and into the new world. We have been here many days trying to find out how we can get up there. Yes, said the chipmunk, I do know how to plant trees, but I cannot be very sure. And promise you that I could make it grow up to reach the sky, but for your sake I will try, so let us pray to our gods who really have power. They filled up their pipes and smoked again, to carry their earnest prayers to the gods. After this was done, the little chipmunk reached into his bag for his tree seeds. This, he said, is a spruce. We will try it first. He put it in his mouth and sang four of his magic songs. Then he took it out and set it in the ground in front of him, watching it very closely. Again he reached into 18. his little bag and drew out his little rattle of seashells with which he sang over his planted seed. Soon the tree began to grow out of the ground, and when it was about 3 inches high, he spit all over it and around the roots. With that it began to grow faster. Now, he kept this up as he was singing, and his mouth began to get awfully dry, so he asked for some water to increase the moisture in himself. Finally, the tree was as high as a man stood, and when it got this high, he would run up on it and with his little paws would pull it upward at the very top. With songs and pulling it up, the tree was growing very fast indeed. The little creature kept this up till it had grown to its full height, but it did not reach the sky. "I have done my best," said the chipmunk. "The tree will grow no more." The high hopes of the chief sank again because the tree did not reach the opening up in the sky. "Being called to help you," said the chipmunk, "I will try again, so keep your hopes and do not be discouraged. I think it has weakened this tree, making it grow too fast, so this time it will be a little slower." And he reached into his little bag for another seed, which was a fir pine. This he planted, with the same performance as the first time. Again, the little tree began to grow, and the chipmunk repeated his same songs with new and strong hopes that he might make it reach the hole in the sky. Going up on this tree, he would take his sacred meal, and at the very top, with his prayer, he would throw this meal upward as high as he could, hoping that this would make it grow up through the opening. While he was busy growing his tree, every man was smoking his pipe, and they were making their earnest prayers from their very hearts. Finally, the chipmunk came back down to the ground again and said, "My tree has stopped growing again, although it has passed the first one by 4 men's height, but be not discouraged, I will try again. First, I must have prayer.